Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Life Alert on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. I'm Bill Snyder. Joining me today are Joe Scheidler from the Pro-Life Action League and Lynn Mills from Pro-Life Detroit. Thank you very much for being here. Today we're going to focus our conversation on a current event in the pro-life movement. For listeners who may not know, David Daladin of the Center for Medical Progress, working as part of an undercover project he entitled the Human Capital Project, released a video of Dr. Deborah Nicolta, who is the Senior Director of Medicine at Planned Parenthood, admitting that her organization, Planned Parenthood, has sold body parts of aborted unborn children. Joe and Lynn, I want to ask you a little bit about your reaction to that video. What are some of your thoughts?
It's something we all knew. In fact, recently, last year, a second trimester abortionist offered my friend, "Do you want your baby's body parts to go someplace good?" And that resulted in a botched abortion. We don't know what happened. But this is exciting because it's like perhaps the beginning of the end for that giant Planned Parenthood, who ironically had a stone thrown at him by a David, and he could bring them down. This is really exciting for pro-lifers, mothers, fathers, and babies.
That's excitement for me, that it's going to give Planned Parenthood the black eye that it has needed from the beginning. This is nothing new.
No.
We tried to stop one of these organizations in Indiana from advertising body parts of babies. Cook County Hospital, I mean, you can get anything there. They do an enormous number of abortions, and why not use the parts? I mean, let's be pragmatic. We are a pragmatic society. And so we'd known this has been going on for years, but now somebody got it on film.
Yes.
That's a surprise, and there's something about the way it's presented. Here is a higher-up in Planned Parenthood. I mean, we're talking here about the senior director of medicine for Planned Parenthood, talking over a meal, eating her salad, drinking her wine, chewing away, and talking about human beings being taken apart and their body parts protected so they can be sold.
Right.
Now, we're talking about diabolical activity, and it's been going on. But now, thanks to modern technology, we're able to go out across the world. Because this
right.
isn't just in the United States. People know all over the world what kind of an organization Planned Parenthood is and has always been from the beginning.
And thanks to Catholic Radio, you're going to be part of the success of bringing down Planned Parenthood. With broadcasts like this, with Al Cresta and Teresa Tomeo back at my home station, getting on the air immediately, getting the interviews, telling people what they can do to help, who to write, who to listen to. Sometimes it's not even the petitions to the senators and the congressmen. It's just the groundswell movement, people rising up, perhaps even those who like abortion or are comfortable with abortion won't be comfortable with this.
I've been listening to some of the Planned Parenthood spokesmen, and they're embarrassed by it, but they're liked, and people think they're needed. So it's not going to be an easy battle.
Okay.
We've got a tool. We've got an instrument now that we didn't have, this visual and this outspoken defense of using babies' body parts. But they're going to try to direct it. The mother said okay, and she's allowed to make that decision. And they're going to try to paint it as a good thing, ultimately. And there are going to be a lot of people that want to think of it that way. I mean, we've got lots of people out there who depend on Planned Parenthood and who really don't care.
Right.
They don't care. They would see the pragmatic side of, well, why are you going to abort this baby? Why tear it up? Why not save the liver and the heart and whatever? They're going to justify it. So we've won something.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't won it all.
Well, they can't get away with using an evil for good. You can never use that evil for good. And that's what abortion is. We can use their evil for good. I don't care if you could stop AIDS or cancer. You don't sell another human being and do that. So this is exciting. And our David threw a stone at that big Goliath. And
I hope he falls down.
Oh, yes.
Hits the target.
Yes, because yeah. Planned Parenthood is huge. And there have been a few faithful pro-lifers going out there picketing just now in Florida, the NEA and the Planned Parenthoods. And it's mind-boggling, their enormity. And I just the other day saw the Mega Mill in Minnesota. What is that, 62,000 square feet? It's huge. It's huge, like the one in Aurora. Why do you need that much space? Is this where you're going to cart all the women? And I know the Planned Parenthood in our area in Southeast Michigan took a big hit when they were not able to open a mega center. And they still own it. They're still paying on it. It's an empty shell. They had to close down other little Planned Parenthood substations because pro-lifers got wind of it. Somebody heard something. Somebody told somebody. There was a realtor involved who knew tax land deeds. Everybody has a part to play. They can do it. This belongs to everybody.
I like how you mentioned David threw the stone at Goliath, yeah. because it truly was a David
yeah.
as well. David Daleyden of the Center for Medical Progress. His organization, it did wonderful work, and the project that he was working on was the Human Capital Project. So if you Google any of that or you go to YouTube and search any of that Human Capital Project Center for Medical Progress, you can watch the entire two-hour video that he took of this conversation. And I encourage listeners to do that. Just Google the Center for Medical Progress. They have a YouTube channel. You'll be able to see the entire two-hour video. And then, of course, the shortened segments that we were talking about that maybe only last 8 or 9 minutes there. I want to ask you one other question to both of you. What can people do actively to help? You mentioned Catholic Radio, but how can people really get actively involved in putting an end to abortion?
Just search Google for the abortion center industry near you and get out there. Even if you just stand there and pray your rosary, whatever you're called to do, but do something. And prayer is powerful. I don't go on with my day without an hour of prayer, half hour mass, stay after for prayers. And then if you can't go to the abortion mill, pray for those who do. Pray for the conversion. Pray that they have ears to hear.
Yeah, I'd say ditto to that. The prayer, ora et labora, that's a Latin lesson I try to teach everybody.
He did.
Three Latin words, ora et labora, in that order, pray and work. Now, the work also means being in touch with your legislators, being in touch with other people that are the leadership types that maybe don't have this cause, but would if they knew the truth. And we're getting more truth now publicly exposed than we've had. So let's use it. There's no magic bullet, but there is the stone in David's sling.
Yes.
And let's use what we have to bring America back to life.
Yes, back to life.
Bring America back to life. And then because we are a leadership country, people watch us. And if they see us returning to respect for human life, it may have an influence on some of these other countries that for all the practical purposes are lost.
And one more real quick important, David is going to be releasing more videos, like one a week. So this isn't over. It's not done. I don't know if there are better things to come, but there are things to come.
Wonderful. Well, we thank both of you for joining us here on this WSFI Life Alert. And we now return you to our regularly scheduled program.